Hi, good morning. It's Rodney from Family First. Is Cecily Galarza?
Yes, good morning.
All right, good morning, ma'am. I wanted to address something that I was pending to tell you last week. My apologies for the lateness on this. We were just confirming some things with our team, and I wasn't able to get back to you without that information. So in this case, I see you're all set. So in order to to set you up to work, I'll send you the information to clock in and clock out with the patient. Let me see. I have right here. One. Also, do you remember which time to which time are you gonna cover for Mr. Michael?
Yeah, so his first caretaker has him from 6 in the morning till 10 at night, and I'm taking the remainder hours.
Okay, so I do see that the previous aide that is leaving the case, Antoinette, was doing a schedule like midnight. You're taking the morning time or the evening time?
No, yeah, overnight I'm doing.
Overnight. Okay, so Antoinette had the schedule like, let me tell you, 8 to 6 a.m. Does that work for you?
8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah, that was it. Those were the hours that the previous aide used to cover.
No, yeah, I know, but the other caretaker has 16 hours now, so I'm just taking the remainder unless y'all gonna like take the hours from him and then give it back to me, like how Antoinette and him had it.
Okay, so it's just the remaining of them. Okay, sounds
Yeah, so I
important.
think it's from 10, and you said till what time in the morning?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it used to be 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Right. Oh yeah, so now he does it till 10 p.m. instead. So then I would clock in at 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Okay, let me project this once. Moment. Okay, I'm gonna have to give you a call back because I know, as the previous aide, this aide, Michael, the Michael, I mean Michael Jr., he's doing more hours. The rate of his should be adjusted because he's doing more and providing more overtime than usual. So it needs to be reviewed how much he's making and like to adjust it, because in that
No,
place.
it's okay then. If you want to put me on like how it was with Antoinette, that's fine if it is better.
No, I got you. It's just like to advise Michael on this and be clear with this, just like for him to remain stick to the previous schedule, okay?
Okay,
So
well look, I just pulled up to Michael's house right now. Like we can speak all together if you want. You can speak to him right now.
okay, but let me talk to our manager, because if he's doing more hours, the rate should be like negotiated a bit.
Okay, yeah, I'm about to Yeah, I'm walking in there right now so that you guys could talk, okay?
Oh, okay, no problem. I'll wait.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First. This is Michael.
Yes.
All right, how are you doing today, sir?
Fine, I'm doing all right.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm sorry to ask you again. This is Michael Senior or Michael Junior?
This is Michael Junior, Michael DeQuamos.
Okay. Mister, I was just calling you because I do see that you have been trying to cover up like the more of the hours because the patient cannot be left alone since Antoinette
yeah,
is no longer
been,
in the case.
I've been working overtime because this is my father, like, and sometimes he needs somebody at nighttime to change his toilet, wipe him sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you gotta use the bathroom. I mean, anything can happen through the night, so. Yeah, like I've definitely been trying to get her to work. She said she'll be able to do the nighttime, so that'd be fine with me.
No,
my
I got you.
Right here.
It's fine. The thing is that, I mean, now Cecily is ready to work. I just had the confirmation from our team, and I was just like trying to figure out the schedule for her. As I was proposing her, because I was not aware like what were the plans or anything. I had the idea that she will be like just taking the shifts that Antoinette used to do before. So you will be sticking to the same amount of hours you used to do before, and she was just doing the hours that Antoinette was doing, you know? Like you
yeah,
from 8 to 6 and she from 8 to 6 a.m. Exactly. Like
okay.
Just the same way because if you stick to the same amount of hours of overtime, your rate should be negotiated immediately. So, I don't know. So, like, would you stick with the same schedule as before?
Yeah, it don't matter.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
It don't
matter. And, you know, okay, so we'll do it that way. So, today, as you're clocking in from, I don't know, it was 7 a.m., try to complete just 10 hours today just to start the week properly. Let's see.
I
seven,
clocked in
at 5. You clocked in at 7 a.m. today, so try to clock out today at 5.
I clocked
and then
in
she's,
at 6 today. It was
I do
six,
see a clock in at 7. 7 o'clock.
Four.
Okay, so try to clock out at 5, then you got the whole 10 hours, and then she will step in today itself. Please ask her, is she available to start today itself?
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta ask her.
Yeah, you... No, I got you. You can put her back on the phone. So please clear that from now, from today and on. Just stick to the old schedule you used to have, okay?
Hello?
All right, Cecily, I just had a word with Michael, and he will stick to the same schedule he used to have before. So from today and on, you're able to start today, right?
Yes, but
okay.
I just need the clock in information because I never got that.
No, I'll send that to you. I'm sending that to you immediately. There will be like two methods for you to clock in and out. One of them is using the patient's phone number on which you can do the clock in from his number, you call from his landline, and then you put your PIN, I'll send you the PIN. And the second hand, you will have you will have the app. I just sent it to you, I guess. I sent it twice from my number. This number I'm calling you from right now. And there's a mobile app that you can download on your phone, and from that app, you will be able to clock in using your own phone, but like for this case is you will have to be in the patient's house because he uses a GPS to track down that you're actually there.
Right.
It's very easy.
Right.
Once you have that sign up, I'll send you the rest of the information. It's very easy, as you can tell. Yeah, so the schedule from now on is going to be 8 to 6. So please note the schedule is going to be like that. What am I missing? Do you have any questions so far?
No, that's everything. I just really needed to know about the clock and info, that's all.
No, I got you. I got you. I'm sending you now the information for you to do it through the patient's phone. And I need a code. Once you download the app, I need a code that you need to provide me. The app itself tells you, hey, provide this code to your company, and I'll link you to the patient's profile. I'm done with that part with the app. I just sent it to you. We pay every Friday. So when you start working today, you will see it reflected next Friday. Remember that you must clock in from the patient's house, Yeah, we pay every Friday. The thing is that we pay a week over. So if you start today, you will see your payment next Friday. Okay?
Okay.
And thinking on this, I got lost in what I was telling you. Please know that you should clock in and clock out from the patient's house. If you have any errands going on or any appointments that you need to take the patient to, in between the time the shift happens, try to organize your shift in order you start your shift at the regular time and you end your shift at the regular time in the patient's house. Like, you can do everything in between, whatever you have to do, but in his house. That's
okay.
Something we need to remark. Whenever you're missing a clock in or a clock out, which should be at least just once, I mean, should not be more than once a week, because I know that you will be getting track to it. You should send me a timesheet for those hours, because we cannot pay when a visit is incomplete, when you miss a clock in or you miss a clock out. It's just a heads up. Okay, I'm sending you shortly the information to clock in from his phone, and I guess that's pretty much of it. Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to link the agency, like you said. How do I do that?
Yeah.
I'm right here.
When you download the app,
I downloaded the app already, and I logged in and stuff. Now it's in. Click the icon to the right to update your profile and become linked to your agency. So update profile. Okay, it's telling me to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting in the info now. Okay, so now you need the mobile ID?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 52-488-09.
Okay, 52-488-09.
Yes.
Okay, linking it now. Let's see. Okay, I just linked you to the agency and also to the patient's profile.
Okay, let me see if I could if it updated on my end. Hold on, let me see if they okay. No, it's something you log on. It's Prime Point or something like that, or whatever they have over there. Um,
Okay, I see it.
Okay, so the rest of it, the information is you clock in. When you go to the main menu, you select today's schedule, select the patient,
yes.
You clock in, and follow all the prompts that it tells you, activate GPS, and until everything is registered, okay?
Okay,
and
so
if
when
you
is
want
the
to...
Day?
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm sorry, when is the first day you told me to do it?
Yeah, when you're going to clock in, you go to the main menu of the app. It should say something like today's schedule.
Yes.
When you see today's schedule, you tap on it and you select the patient, Michael Miles. It should show you on the screen along with his address. You tap on it and then you press clock in. And it says activate GPS. You activate the GPS, follow it. Any prompt it tells you, like continue, okay, continue, or whatever it tells you. And it will tell you, okay, it was successfully registered. If you want to go back and see if it was already registered, you go to the main menu again, and you go to the part that says visits. When you enter the path, that's that part that says visits, it should show you any type of clock in and clock out you have done along the day or along
okay.
all past dates.
Say anything right now, though. It says there's an error. Contact your agency.
You just tried what?
It says there's no patient on there right now. It says there's an error. Contact your agency for more info.
Oh, no, I got you. It's just that I have not updated the information for you to be inside. Let me just double check this.
Oh, okay.
What's today? It was... Eight to six, okay, I just made the example just for today. I guess it should show you no problem right now.
Okay.
7 to 5 for him today.
Okay, now I see it.
Got it. So far, are we clear so far, right?
What was that? I'm sorry.
We clear so far, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm sending you shortly the information. Like, if you don't have your phone available, to send you like the one for his phone, for you to log into his phone. Like, there are like those two alternatives. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
so I start this today, right?
Yes, as agreed, from 8 to 6 a.m.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good one and take care.
You too. Thank you.
All right, man. Bye-bye.